These are Bora Voices.
Welcome to episode 32 of the Bora Pridecast. This is Chuck McHenry, your host. You know, when I was a little kid, my parents had a record of Spike Jones songs. And already you're probably confused, maybe with two terms. What's a record? Record album. You know, these little spinning vinyl discs that had music etched into them. They were pretty cool. They were like big CDs. Also, Spike Jones, not the famous director, but indeed sort of the Weird Al Yankovic of, let's say, the 1940s and 50s. And if you're saying, who's Weird Al Yankovic, then you are young, and I don't know if I can help you with that. Anyway, there's always some sort of music that you hear that a memory pops in very quickly, and you think, you know, this music has shaped my life somehow. And that's what this episode is devoted to. We got a couple of two music files in here, Mr. Brad Peachy and Miss Chris King, to come in and talk about how music has influenced them and their friendship, which has been going on since junior high. And they sat down and talked about their love of music and the memories that they have of listening to that music. And the result is the first installment of Mixtape. And I hope you enjoy it. These are Bora Voices.
This is Chris King, Counselor Mrs. King at Bora High School.
I'm Brad Peachy, teacher, Bora High School.
What do you teach?
Students. I'm a history teacher.
Clever. Put that on a bumper sticker.
Done. It's a U.S. history and AP world history. Bora High. And I'm an alum, class of 86.
So that is part of our story, which Mr. Peachy graduated in 86, and I graduated in 87, and we both met around 82 at West Junior High.
I was in 8th grade and you were in 7th, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Peachy's dad was my speech therapist, that was my end to talk to him, because he was the vice president of the 8th grade, and he had a perm.
I looked like Shirley Temple.
So cool.
I did. Having a perm in 8th grade was the style, and I embraced it.
Yeah. Brad is nothing if not stylish,
as you can tell
by his bow ties. Yes. So we became friends in junior high and quickly bonded over music. That was probably, and still is, some of our main conversations and main stories that we have and things that we talk about, because we both love music. Brad had a lot of good things to recommend to me. Hopefully I may have recommended some things to him over the years, although he really was probably the driving force behind that. And we both just
Thank you.
Listened to lots of different music together. And the reason why I wanted to maybe talk about this podcast being Mixtape is Brad is the master of making a mixtape. And he made me many, many mixtapes throughout our friendship.
You're dating us, because mixtapes are no longer... I'm a playlist guy.
So. Yes. Yeah, he still does it. He'll still send me like iTunes mixes, and I might have some things to contribute here and there. but the mixtape is where we started our journey on this with all of our musical background. And so I thought it might be a good, fun thing to kind of reminisce and go back through some of our musical influences and maybe a few songs that kind of made up the soundtrack of our high school years and where it all started.
Yeah, I agree. And I would say junior high was when I started to kind of get interested in music, but it was in high school that I fully embraced it. And so when Miss King and I were talking about this, I started to think about what was in high school or what was in junior high at the time and my memories. And, you know, there, it's just weird, random things, but I wouldn't say it truly influenced like the passion I have for music now. But just hearing some things, like I remember I was on a school bus going, you know, to West Junior High back when it was on Emerald, and somebody had a transistor radio and was playing it. And it was the first time I had heard Blondie, and it just blew my mind, because in the late 70s, all you hear is, you know, kind of arena rock, a lot of Who and Led Zeppelin and, you know, things like that. But then all of a sudden here comes this female vocalist in a style that I'd never heard before, and it just floored me. So, you know, when I think of musical influences of junior high, I would think of things that were a little bit off the mainstream, things that would be played on the radio that we would still consider, like today we'd consider classics. But at that time, it was turning a lot of heads. People weren't really used to that, and the production of it and the introduction of synthesizers and organs and things like that. So it would be like Blondie and the Cars were in junior high, the ones that really kind of shook me up a little bit. And that, I said shook me up because that's a Cars shook reference.
And I kind of was similar where, you know, listening to a lot of music from the 60s, 70s and that sort of thing hadn't quite yet been too far into the 80s. And not that the Who and Led Zeppelin aren't amazing, which they are, but true, yes, there true, was true. This new wave coming through and punk and that sort of thing. And it wasn't played on the radio. It wasn't something that was, you know, out there that everyone, and we didn't have streaming services and iTunes and things like that.
So we had MTV.
We had to search. And that was the thing, is MTV changed my musical trajectory. Because they all of a sudden were playing any video that was out there, because there wasn't that much. So we got to hear bands like U2 mm-hmm. and REM and all of these bands that are still some of my very favorites today. Probably my biggest influence that started me on the non-radio track was my sister had brought home, she was a few years older than me, and she brought home an album, which was The Clash, Sandinista. And she played the song Police on My Back, and I probably wore that record out on that one track. The whole album is really great to me, and it's still probably one of my favorites because it just started me down that road. And then we, Mr. Peachy and I, discovered Budget Tapes and Records on Broadway, and then
which going, turned into the Record Exchange.
And then the Record Exchange, and, you know, a store I still frequent now and have spent many, many, many dollars in. And so you could always go into these places, and then the people who work there, or we would just go through all the bins and like take a chance on a certain thing that looked kind of cool and discover new music all the time, which was pretty incredible because, again, it wasn't something that you would hear on the radio. These were things you had to search for.
And the thing I liked about that, the memories I have of that, is that going in there as a teenager, I wasn't treated any differently. It was they respected, like, I think they respected, here's this young kid who's curious, and they would, you know, give me recommendations, or, you know, tell me, stick around, I'm going to play this album that just came in. And it wasn't like they were condescending because of my age. And I think that was one of the main things I liked about going to the record store is that, yes, it's a business and they were trying to sell me things and they did a great job at that, but they didn't treat me as, you know, just a teenager who was stupid and didn't like, you know, the great music or the cool music or whatever. I was open to pretty much anything and everything, and the records that I was buying, it wasn't just one genre. It was a huge array of different music, ranging from things like Johnny Cash, Oingo Boingo. I remember one day I bought three records, and one of them was a Billie Holiday album. One was, and she's a jazz and kind of bluesy soul singer from the 50s, a Patsy Cline album, and she is this traditional country singer and from the 50s and 60s. And then I bought an album from a band called Oingo Boingo, which was this Southern California, you know, punk band. And those were all just recommended to me. And I still listen to all three of those records and all three of those artists to this day. And I have to thank the record store people for opening my eyes and not judging me, thinking, oh, he's only going to like what's on the radio. And so that was one of the things that I really appreciated about that time.
So one of the songs that I really just kind of resonates with me, because again, some of the things when we go to like school dances and things that were being played would be like Foreigner and Wham and whatever. I don't know.
Lover Boy.
Not necessarily the things I was particularly listening to, but I remember one song that was always played and it became kind of just this rite of passage was called Rock Lobster. And it was by a band called the B-52s out of Athens, Georgia. And they are still one of my favorite bands of all times. And they were quirky and kitschy, but their lyrics were
quirky and kitschy
poetry. Yeah, and they actually could be pretty political, and you didn't even know it. But you would dance to it forever, but then, and you'd go to the ground, and then you'd come up. That's not necessarily my favorite song by them, but it was the one that started me kind of listening, where my certain love for a band started. And I've now seen them a couple times, and they're just a great band.
Back in the day, back in when I was in high school here at Bora, we had dances about once a month in the cafeteria. And Rock Lobster was the song that they would always end the dance with. And it's like a 7-minute song, and it was just, you knew when that song came on, everybody was going to get their last dance in, and they were going to leave just mopped in sweat because, you know, the ventilation in the cafeteria is not the best. They might crack a couple doors open, but everybody was just going for it. And again, like when I think of high school and I think of the high school dances, that's the song that comes into my brain is Rock Lobster by the B-52s.
Well, that's a wrap for the first installment of Peachy and King's mixtape. They'll be back again with another episode of their musical recollections over the course of their long and enduring friendship. This has been episode 32 of the Bora Pridecast. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another show. As always, these are Bora Voices.